Good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
Our reading today is from Colossians 2, verses 13 to 14. I'll read it in English first, and then Hannah will read it for us.
我们今天早上所要看的经文是哥罗西书二章十三节到十四节。Steve 会读英文的，然后接下来还姐妹会读中文的。
So this is Colossians 2 verse 13 and 14 English. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. He's taken it out of the way and nailed it to the cross.
你们从前在过犯和为割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便将你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
These words will come as a shock to the church that are listening to it.
对我们会众，当我们听到这样的话语的话，我们会感到非常的震惊。
He's saying you were dead.
圣经上说你们已经死了。
They must be thinking I've never been dead.
我们每个人都会自我问到，会说我们真的死了吗
？I've always been alive.
但是我觉得我一直都活着呀。
Yes, your body's alive. Your brain is alive.Your heart is alive.
是的，你的身体还活着，你的心也还在跳着，也活着，然后你的大脑也活着。
But your spirit is dead.
但是呢，你的灵却死了。
You were dead to God.
因为在神的眼中，你已经死了。
Dead people can't hear God talking, and they can't talk to God.
死了的人是没有办法跟神来沟通交流的，他也听不到神所说的任何的话。
You had no relationship to God.
你和神是没有任何的关系。
As it says in Romans 1 verse 10 and 11.
然后罗马书当中一章十节到十一节。
As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one.
圣经上说没有一人，一个也没有。
There's none that understands, there's none that seeks after God.
没有一个人明白神，也没有人去寻找神。
So we are all dead in our sins. How did we become dead in our spirits and in our sins?
我们每个人出生的人都已经死了，我们是怎么在这个说我们的灵已经死了，是怎么来死的？
Well, in the beginning, God planted a beautiful garden.
在最开始的时候，神创造了一个很美丽的伊甸园。
With big green trees, beautiful flowers, beautiful fruit to eat.
他创造的这个园子里面有很多很好的、很美好的树木、瓜果，然后有这些果实可以人可以饮用。
God came down to talk to Adam and Eve.
然后神呢，经常的来到这个园中，跟亚当和夏娃谈话。
There was only one rule.
在这个园子里面只有一个，神只给他们一个命令。
Do not eat of that tree.
不要吃那棵树上的果子。
Because in the day you eat of it, you will die.
因为你吃的日子你就会死了。
But one day a snake comes slithering into the garden.
但是有一天一条蛇呢就爬到这个园中。
He says, you will not surely die.
你不一定死。
You will be like God, knowing good and evil.
如果你吃了，你就会和神一样的能够分辨善恶，和神一样的有能力。
Eve took the fruit, ate it.
夏娃呢，把果子摘下来，然后吃了。
Adam, her stupid husband, did the same thing.
亚丹是一个愚蠢的丈夫，他也跟着这样做了。
They didn't die.
确实他们好像没有死。
Their brain was still working, their heart was still working.
他们大脑还在思考，他们的心脏还在跳动。
But their spirit died.
但是他们的灵魂却死了。
God chased them out of the garden.
然后神把他们逐出伊甸园。
He never spoke to them again.
然后神再也没有跟他们再讲过话。
And they never spoke to him again.
然后夏娃和亚当也再也没有办法跟神再沟通交流了。
Romans 5 verse 12 says this, Wherefore as by one man sin entered the world and death through sin.
罗马书五章十二节他说罪借着一人进入了世界死亡也因罪进入了世界。
So that because all have sinned.
是因为我们每个人都有罪。
So Adam and Eve are like a dead man walking.
所以呢现在呢这个亚当和夏娃他其实是一个死了的活人在走动。
Do you remember the COVID virus?
我们还记得这个新冠病毒吗？
One person can bring it into a room, everybody gets it.
当一个新冠病毒携带者进入了这个房间，那我们整个房间的人都会被感染新冠病毒。
One person walked into the room,
一个人进入一个房间，
brought sin into the world,
然后呢，他把这个罪带到了这个世界。
Then we all got the sin.
然后呢，这个罪就在我们当中。蔓延我们都有得了这个罪的病毒。
So there are a lot of zombies walking around today.
所以我们今天在这个世界上是都是在行走的这个僵尸。
They look alive, but they dead.
他们看起来这个僵尸是还活着还在走动但是实际上他们已经死了。
The whole world was in quarantine from God.
这整个世界都是被就是一个隔离区病毒的隔离区被神来隔离了。
But there's good news.
但是这个当中我们有一个好的消息。
The good news of the gospel.
这个好消息就是福音。
In Christ we can all be made alive again.
在基督里我们都将和他一同复活。
We had heard Jesus.
我们听到过耶稣基督。
He came down to the earth to die for us.
他降在这个世上来为我们的罪死了。
And he was buried, as you were talking about, and he was raised again.
然后他也被埋葬，在我们谈论的时候，他又复活了。
And we, the dead zombies, can come back to life and be raised with him in new life.
然后这些走动的僵尸又重新得了生命。然后又开始活过来。
Who are the ones who get new life?
谁能够得到这个新的生命呢？
John 5 verse 24 says, Truly, truly I say to you, He that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life.
约翰福音五章十二节说我实实在在的告诉你们那听我话又信插我来的就有永生不至于定罪是已经出死入生了。
The moment we believe,
在我们相信,
God makes us alive.
在我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻神就让我们活了过来。
And that life lasts forever.
然后他赐给我们这个生命是永永远远的生命。
For a Christian, when they die, they go straight to heaven.
作为基督徒来说，当基督徒一个基督徒死去的时候，他们的灵魂直接去了天堂。
Their body is dead, but their spirit is alive.
他们的身体是已经死了，但是他们的灵魂是得救了的。
But what about our sins?
那接下来我们来看，那我们的罪会被怎么样来处理呢？
We may be alive, but it would be terrible to be alive and still have all our sins.
好消息是我们会活着，我们会得救被复活了。但是如果是我们复活的时候，这个罪还跟随着我们，这不是一个好的事情。
Jesus came and died on the cross to forgive our sins.
耶稣基督降世为人，这死在十字架上是为了饶恕我们所犯的罪。
We are the ones who hurt him.
我们是让他受鞭伤的人。
But he came down and said, Father, forgive them.
但是呢他降在世间跟我们的神请求说神父啊请饶恕他们。
As it says in Colossians 1 verse 14,
然后呢哥罗西书的一章十四节说
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins.
借着耶稣的宝血我们得拯救罪得赦免。
If we ask God to forgive us, he forgives us of all our sins.
如果我们祈求神的饶恕神就会饶恕我们所犯的所有的罪和过犯。
The sins we did before, the sins we will do in future, all forgiven.
这个我们曾经所犯过的罪或者将来会犯的罪所有的罪都被会洗净被饶恕。
Now, I brought my granddaughter's special writing pad with me today.
我今天呢带来了一个特别的我的孙女的这个特别的写字板。
I want to write down some sins. So can you give me the names of some sins and I'll write them down here.
我会在上面记录下一些罪行你们可不可以给我一些罪行的名称
Anyone tell us a sin?
有人告诉我们所犯过的罪吗
What's that? Angry?
生气和奸淫
Angry, adultery,Lie.
撒谎。
Lie. Any other sins?
Angry.
Yes.
It's greedy.
Greedy. Yeah, greedy. Yeah. That's a good one. Yes.
还有贪婪，还有一个说错了啥？嫉妒 ，jealous.
Jealousy. That's very common. Yes.Now I'm running out of space because this is only a small pad. You see, that's all I can fit in.
我现在呢，这个本子呢已经写满了，写不下了，因为我的这个板子很小。
But in heaven, God has books that are very long, and all our sins are written down there.
但是呢，在天堂上的我们的这个犯罪呢，有一个记录，这个记录的本子呢是非常的长的。
I'm sad to tell you, but all of us have a criminal record.
我会很伤心地告诉大家一个事实，就是我们每个人都会有一个在犯罪记录本，在天堂。
I'm sorry to give you the bad news.
我只是抱歉，我给了大家带来一个不太好的消息。
And ours is very, 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 very long.
我们的犯罪记录是非常的长的。
But look at verse 14.
但是我们来看一下这个十四节。
Verse 14 says, wiping out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us.
哥罗西书也是原来的二章十四节，他说又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它擦去，钉在十字架上。
So we've listed all these sins.
所以我们所写下来的这个犯罪的记录
Angry, adultery, lie, greeting, it goes on and on and on and on and on.
生气、撒谎、奸淫，还有嫉妒、愤恨，这些所有的还有各种各样的罪行。
If we say to God, I'm sorry for my sins.
如果我们跟神说，神啊，真的是饶恕我们的罪，对不起，我做了这些不好的事情。
He looks at our criminal record.
他就会看看我们的这个犯罪记录本。
And he wipes it.
然后他涂抹，他就会把这些犯罪记录完全的涂抹掉。
They make lovely toys these days. Nice.
今天的世界才很奇妙，因为他们真的是创造了各种有趣的玩具。
So our criminal record is clear.
所以我们现在所看到的，在天堂的时候，当神抹去我们的罪恶，所以我们的犯罪记录这个时候是没有了。一点都没有。
If we repent of our sins, we never have to stand before God the judge to explain all our criminal records.
当我们认罪悔改的时候，当我们进入天堂面对神审判的时候，我们不需要为我们所犯过的这个罪行来到面前来做自我辩护和解释。
Because of the magic writing pad, our sins are all wiped out.
因为这个奇妙的这个涂抹器已经把我们的所犯的罪过完全的涂抹了。
If you look at Acts 3 verse 19.
如果我们来看一下使徒行传。几章
Acts 3 verse 19.
然后是三章十九节。
Peter said, Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so the time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
圣经说十九节我们看一下你要悔改归正这样你们的罪就可以被涂抹这样安舒的日子就可以必从主面前来到。
Why must we say sorry for our sins?
我们为什么要对我们的这个罪会要感到就是悔恨或者要说对不起呢？
Because our sins are against God.
因为我们的这个罪是对神是不好的。
So we've offended the man, the God who made us.
我们在对抗我们的神，而我们这个神是创造天地万物，也是我们的创造主。
It's our sins that nailed Jesus to the cross.
我们的罪是让我们的耶稣基督呢钉在了十字架上。
So every time we think about it, remember, it's because of us.
当我们每次我们要想到耶稣基督钉在十字架的时候，是要想。他钉在十字架上是因为我们的罪的原因。
But if we say sorry and believe in Jesus, He pays the price for our sins.
当我们来说对不起，来认罪悔改的时候，并相信耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督死在十字架上的这个就会做了一个赎价，为我们的罪做了一个赎价，他就会抹去我们的罪。
We can see Jesus being nailed to the cross.
我们可以看到在这个图画当中，耶稣在钉十字架当中。
But something else happened that we cannot see.
但是呢，有一些东西是我们眼睛是看不见的。
We'll read Colossians 2 verse 15 now, which explains something very mysterious.
我们来读一下哥罗西书二章十五节，然后我们可以看一些奇妙的事情。
And having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，显明给众人看，就站着十字架夸胜。
There were dark forces around the cross who could see God nailing our sins.Our criminal record to the cross.
我们来看到十字架上有很多的钉痕，而这些钉痕呢，就是耶稣死在十字架上时候，把我们这些犯罪记录完全每一届都钉在这个，把这个罪钉在十字架上。
And they could see what is described in verse 14.
这个当中我们又可以看，就十四节当中我们可以看到这样的一个经文。
He took our criminal records out of the way and nailed it to his cross.
这个十字架这些律例上所攻击我们的字句把它撤去钉在十字架上。
No human saw this.
没有一个人类的眼睛是看见这个东西的。
But the evil powers saw it.
但是呢，是邪恶的势力可以看到。
Because around the cross,
因为在十字架的周围
was Satan who we can't see.
是撒旦在旁边看着，而这撒旦我们是人眼看不到的。
He had entered into the heart of Judas who betrayed Jesus.
撒旦呢进入了犹大的心，然后呢让犹大出卖了耶稣。
And he's happy now.
然后他看耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他非常的高兴。
He and his generals are happy that Jesus is being nailed to the cross.
他和他的这个带领的这个军队，他们看战这一切的时候，他们很高兴。
Because they've been trying to kill Jesus all the time.
因为他们是一直都在尝试着杀死耶稣基督。
Ever since.The Garden of Eden and the snake.
神创造了伊甸园，创造了亚当和夏娃，在伊甸园的开始，他就已经在想办法要杀死耶稣基督。
But now they see all our crimes being nailed to the cross.
但是接着他们看到我们所犯的这个罪，这个清单被钉在十字架上的时候。
And they say, oh no, we are losing.
然后他们就开始恐慌了，他们就说啊，我们可能要失败了。
God is going to forgive sinners.
因为神会饶恕那些所犯罪的人。
They've been following us.
他们之前是在跟随我的。
Now they're going to follow Jesus.
但是现在他们要转向耶稣基督了。
Because he's can will forgive all their sins.
因为他可以饶恕所有的这些所犯过罪的，所犯了任何的罪的人。
So what was happening on the cross was a big battle.
那在十字架上的这个战斗是什么样的情况呢？
They realize Jesus is winning this battle.
然后因为他们意识到耶稣会胜过这个战斗。
In the Garden of Eden, God spoke to Eve.
在伊甸园里，神跟神和亚当说，夏娃和人说话。
He said, "Your child will fight against the snake."
然后他跟夏娃说，你的孩子将被蛇做仗做斗争。
On the cross, Satan bit Jesus' heel.
Sorry.
He bit the heel of Jesus.
OK. 在十字架上这条蛇呢，它咬伤了这个耶稣基督的脚跟。
It was painful and it bled.
这个伤口非常的疼，然后呢流了很多的血。
But Jesus crushed the head of the snake.
但是耶稣基督呢用脚然后踩住了蛇的头，把它给压碎了。
So on the cross, Jesus won the battle against the snake.
所以呢，在耶稣基督在十字架上，他胜过了这个蛇。
We read about this in Hebrews 2 verse 14 and 15.
我们来看一下希伯来书二章十四节到十五节。
Jesus destroyed him that had the power of death.And delivered those who through fear of death have been slaves all their lives.
追随者不惧怕死亡，因为他们知道死后耶稣就会带他们去天堂。
Those who follow Jesus are not scared of dying, not scared of death.
相信耶稣基督的人是不会惧怕死亡的。
Every Christian, the moment they die, will go straight to heaven.
每一个相信耶稣的人，当他们死的时候，他们的灵魂就直接会去跟耶稣在一起，去到天堂。
So Satan and his evil forces retreated to hell.
但是呢，撒旦和他追随撒旦的这一批人，就一定会坠落到地狱当中。
I must just explain something. When a Roman emperor won a big battle against the enemy.
我想要跟大家看一个解释，当罗马的这个军队胜打了胜仗的时候，
He would come into the city of Rome on a white horse.
他会在这个罗马的这个百宫或者百城的前面。
All the crowds would be cheering.
然后他们会做一个游行，然后这个在游行的当中，这个所有的人民和群众都会为他们欢呼。
In front of his chariot are the enemy walking in chains.
在他的这个他们的这个战车，他们坐的战车的这个前面，他们就会有一些被俘虏的这个失败者。
They are blowing trumpets. The band is playing music.
这个在他们前面会有一个这些歌唱的，然后来欢呼的，他们就会来歌唱，来送葬。
And behind the general is his army.
但是呢，在他后面的这一个队伍当中。
And they are shouting, "We have won! We have won! We have won the victory!"
然后这些队伍就说：“我们已经打胜了，我们已经胜了，就打了胜仗。”
And that's exactly what Jesus did.
这正如就是耶稣基督在十字架上所打。的胜仗的是一样的。
He followed Satan and his armies down into hell and disarmed them. He took away their weapons. He destroyed their power.
就是他打了胜仗的时候，然后这个撒旦就失去了权柄，然后就是他们拿下了这个战败者的盔甲， 和利剑。
He put them in chains.
他把他们用铁链捆绑起来。
And as they came up to heaven, they were in front in chains, the devil and all his armies.
当这个他们来到这个神审判的时候，他们耶稣基督在胜利的时候，他们会作为一个被捆绑的这个失败者，也会被带到神的面前，他们会下地狱。
And Jesus humiliated Satan and all his armies.
然后耶稣会让这些失败的撒旦和追随他的人会让他们羞愧。
And now Satan has been thrown down to earth.
然后耶稣撒旦就会被扔进地狱。
And he's very cross because his time is short. He doesn't have much time left.
然后呢，撒旦就会感到非常的生气。这个时候，因为他知道他留给他的时间不多了。
And if we are Christians, we follow in his victory.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们就会追随耶稣的胜利。
This is a very important point now.
现在的这个时刻是很关键的。
Do you believe in God?
你确实相信耶稣基督吗？
Have you repented and said I'm sorry for my sins?
你已经悔改了吗？你跟神说了你真的是很抱歉吗？
Have you turned away from your sins to follow Jesus?
你是否从你的罪中归正然后悔改呢？从罪中出来呢？
Has Jesus wiped away all your sins?
耶稣是否把你的罪也完全的涂抹了呢？
Has he taken your criminal record and nailed it to the cross?
他是否把你的所有的犯罪记录完全的钉在十字架上？
If he has,
如果他是已经这样做了，
you will never have to face him as judge.
那你就以后你永远都不会面对你这个罪行的审判和定罪。
And if you, when you die, you will be welcomed into heaven.
所以当你死的时候，你是被真的是欢迎的，然后神会很接你到天上。
Because you have left Satan's team.
因为你已经转离了撒旦的这个队伍。
And join Jesus' team.
归向了耶稣基督的团队。
And that's the most important thing in life, to be in Jesus' team.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们要确保一件事情，我们是在耶稣基督的这个团队当中的。
Because Jesus won the battle.
因为耶稣已经胜了这世界。
And we will live for him forevermore.
所以我们要为神而活。
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.